Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. William Hallal, back on the show. Bill is and I go back a long way. Before he was a member of my Brain Trust, he and I worked on another project together. And had a lot of fun. I got to know him. I love his mind. I love the way he thinks. I don't always agree with what some of his conclusions. And of course, as you know, he doesn't always agree with mine. But that's sort of the excitement. It's around our friendship. Bill is Professor Emeritus of Science, Technology, Innovation at George Washington University. He's the president of the outstanding website and a group of community of thinkers, TechCast. And he's the author of Technology's Promise, and he's my friend. Bill Hallal, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Bill, we had a great conversation the last time you were here. You've got some ideas on how you think the world should be forming itself, especially the markets and the relationship between the marketplace and government. And I wanted you to come back and talk to us a little bit more. You've got some other ideas or some additional ideas that are variations on the last on the theme of our last visit. So talk to us about it.
Good. I want to discuss the limits of free markets, market failures, because I think it's one of the most critical issues of our time. I don't think you can understand the current political situation if you don't see the important role that market failures are playing in politicians' thinking. Now, you know, to talk about market failures, we should say at the outset, does not mean that we are anti-business. I'm a business person. I run an LLC, TechCast LLC. I'm a business professor, basically. So I'm a strong advocate of free markets and free enterprise. But I think we have to be aware of what's going on here. And I think the country, this country, and the world as a whole has seen serious market failures in the last few years. And I want to just discuss three of them as examples and see what that tells us about the proper role of government versus business. So
right.
I hope that's okay, Jim.
Go ahead. Absolutely.
Good.
What's the first example?
Well, first of all, let's just note that all countries manage their economies in one way or another. It's not an unusual thing. It's just part of life. The idea of having a perfect free market is just just an ideal.
That's utopia.
It doesn't really exist. And our system has failed in three important ways. One was the near collapse of our financial markets in 2008. There were a lot of people involved, of course. A lot of people were complicit. The politicians, securities. Pardon me?
I say absolutely, no question.
Yeah,
there was a lot of blame to go around
on a number of
sectors.
Yeah, that's what makes it a bubble, because everybody believes in the value of
from
what's
from Main Street to Wall Street to Pennsylvania Avenue.
But it was a serious market failure, and you know people are upset about the TARP money and all that. But you know, I just don't know if they had much choice. And the big point is that there is a need to rethink that system. There is a need to redesign
what
that system.
To rethink what system?
The financial system, the way we use capital in this country, the safeguards on capital.
Yeah,
The legislation that was passed may not be perfect. It may not be good. I don't know. We're all trying to figure that out. But there is a need to redesign that system.
Well, what would be the first thing that you would do to redesign the system based on that bubble?
Well, not sure myself. You know, I'm not saying I have the perfect answer to these systems, but I do know they have to be redesigned. I think what the stress test that they have incorporated into the new legislation is good. The ability to conveniently liquidate companies, banks that fail. I think that's a good approach.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't break up the big banks because both left and right politicians thought it was too much.
Right.
It would be too difficult to do
mm-hmm.
it. I know they thought about that, but I don't think the Congress felt that they could do that. That would have been a good
one. One of the problems I think we have, Bill, is we have an imperfect marketplace that's being attempted to be controlled and micromanaged by a much more imperfect government.
That may be.
And yeah. I think that's what the deal is. It seems to me, anyway. We'll take a quick break. Bill Halal and I are having a conversation about what should we do going forward. How much should the government be influencing the marketplace? And what are some of the things the marketplace needs to be doing to check itself, to govern itself? Are there some of those things that need to be going on? And as a small business owner out here on Main Street, I certainly think that these questions must be asked and answered. 20 till, right back with Dr. Bill Halal. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.